Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Callaway trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Wright reaches second base with a double. Hodgson goes all the way around to score. Wright moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wright scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Philly steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops it up and throws to first, with Trucks covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to second. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a pop-up towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodgin for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Wright reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Wright scores. York moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. York scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Appling moves to second. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Wirtz reaches third base with a triple. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirtz scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodgson hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Wright reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw pinch runs for Hal Wagner. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Lake reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Lake scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Hal White now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Swift scoops up the ball and tags Philly for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Hal White. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mayo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Lake moves to third. Skeeter Webb pinch runs for Eddie Mayo. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-4 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lake scores. One out. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. Wirtz moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.